Blog Talk Radio.
You're going
He took my broken feet. Our total trust, oh God, in you, God. oh God, that we, oh God, be found worthy, oh God. Oh God of you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, oh Father God. Oh God, that you put a womb in the sky. Thank you, Lord God, you made us a woman. Thank you, Father God. Oh God, bless your name, God. Oh God, thing that we can bring forth, oh God. That we can carry, oh God, oh God, oh Father God, thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for every mother, oh God, that have lost a son, a daughter, a husband, a mother, oh God, Lord God. Strengthen them in every way, God, oh Father God. Let them know, God, there's nothing you don't know, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let them know that it's a time for everything, God. Lord God, let them know, God, you right there, God, that you'll never leave them, not forsake them, God. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, you said in everything that you're saying. We thank you, Father. Oh, God, for your gracious. And you are good, yet you are good all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, thank God for that son behind prison walls, that daughter behind prison walls, oh, God. Lord, God, you're teaching them the right way. God, you're doing your perfect work in them, God. Oh, God, thank you for salvation upon our family, oh, God, everywhere, Lord, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you got this thing, God, all in control, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Oh, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, I just want to thank you all again. All you great mothers out there, praise God. A shout out to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. First, I want to go about and ask if there are anybody that have a prayer request. Do press 1 right now on your phone. Press 1 if you have a prayer request tonight. Praise God. And we want to so diligently pray for the prayer request before we go on into the lesson tonight. Praise God. We have a great lesson. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you have a prayer request, please press 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, my dear sister. I love you dearly. Praise God. Go ahead. That's Sister Bowman.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all the dear mothers. Love you all. I just want y'all to keep me and my family in prayer. Just keep us lifted up that God will continue to strengthen us through our bereavement. And I had our other children over today, and they was, you know, talking about their dad, and just, you know, just keep them lifted up in prayer that, you know, they'll be strengthened, and whatever's going through, they'll get through of it. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else, praise God, that have a prayer request tonight? We are so glad that you are on, Sister Bowman. I tell you, when I lost my husband, that's what I did. I stayed with the church. I didn't even separate myself from the church. I just waited for a week and got him put away, and then I was right back in the church because that's where we find strength. I know a lot of people have all the different negatives toward the church, but no, this is what God called us to among the body, to hear the word, oh, that some will comfort us. And oh, that's what we are for, to comfort one another, praise God. I'm so thankful for the church, praise God. The church, hey, you are part of the church, and we love you, and we are here. If we can say anything or do anything to help you in these times, but there is a time for this. And then there's a time God will take off the morning clothes and you will take wings and you're going to fly and soar again. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Next person, go ahead. 1747.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers on the line. This is Evangelist Shawanda. I have a prayer request. I just would like to continue seeking God's face in a more intimate, personal way, praying that all of the things that I have moved out of my way so that I can draw closer to God, praying that God will honor that and that he will bless me to get deeper into the Holy of Holies, into that inner court, to that inner place where he desired me to be. I can get clear direction on what he will have me to do. Praying that as I outreach for souls, that God will give me exactly what to say and how to say it to whosoever, whensoever, wheresoever, and howsoever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear God. Just continue, God, to help her, God, and show her the way, God. Yes. Glory, hallelujah. God hit it right on the dot. He said, I'm going to show you the way as you seek me. Praise God. Just seek me and you shall find me.
Hallelujah.
And as you open more to me, I'm going to lead you and guide you because you are one of my sheep. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God said, continue. Don't give up. Don't look to the right nor to the left. For I am the Lord thy God, and I have loved you with an everlasting love. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So bless you
Thank
and
you,
be
Lord.
Encouraged as you continue to
yes.
seek the Lord, whatever and however he wants you to go. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
All right. Praise God. Is there anyone else? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There anyone else? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, thank God again. We are so thankful to the Almighty Father. Praise God. Oh, that has loved us with an everlasting love. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I love that. I love it. I love it. If you didn't understand what I said, the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. I said forever. Not just during your lifetime, but forever and ever and ever. The Lord is good, and he's good to all of his children. How could you have awakened this morning if it was, the Lord wasn't good? He is the one that put the breath in your body. He's the one, praise God, that made you and knows all about you. Praise God, I am looking for my speakers, but looks like none of them is on, so it looks like I got to do the whole speaking tonight, but that's still good. Praise God, hallelujah. Tonight, our title is The Love of a Mother. So before I go on, I'm going to ask Sister Zadie, does she have a song at this time? Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Zadie.
Amen. Good evening. Happy Mother's Day to all you wonderful, wonderful mothers. I was young, but I recall seeing someone was my mother's joy. As the shadows gathered at the close of the day, and I would sing upon her knees. In those days that used to be, she would sing amazing grace. How sweet, the sound that saved a wretch like me. once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. She said, "Trust grace in that tall my heart to feel." And grace my fear is really that she said how precious is that grace appearing. Be our talking about the love of a mother.
Great.
Amen.
God, hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist. Praise God. Evangelist comes on every Saturday night for 7 o'clock on Block Talk Radio. If you all would love to hear her, she trains the children. She has the children, and she trains these children things and ministers on her program. Children coming up in the Lord is such a blessing. Praise God. Father God, thank you. Thank you for Minister Evangelist Zadie Alford. Amen. I just thank God for, I thank God for all you mothers on tonight. You look so beautiful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, our theme tonight is going to be the love of a mother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you know God loved you? He loved you enough to make you a mother. Praise God. In some type of way. Whether you have children or not. Everybody always gathering up somebody's children. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they love them and they provide for these children. You know, people adopt children. There's so many ways you can become a mother. You are blessed. You are blessed. Praise God. So the first mother we want to look at tonight, praise God, is the mother rewarded by Solomon. Praise God. And I think Minister Gloria Dean is on. She has one of the mothers. I think I'm going to let her go first. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then I'll come back to that one. Sister Glory Dean, are you ready?
Yes, I am. I am. Sorry.
All right. Sister Glory Dean is the mother of 10 children. And so, you know, it doesn't matter how many children that you have, God still made you a mother. So we, Sister Gloria Dean, she's going to speak on Moses' mother. She's going to speak on tonight, Moses' mother. So go for it, Sister Gloria Dean.
Well, praise God. Thank God. I'm happy to be on tonight. It was a little difficult to come on early. I thank God I wasn't able to get on no sooner. But I thank God that I'm on now, and I'll be talking about the mother of Moses. Her name is Jochebed. Jochebed, J-O-C-H-E-B-A-D. Praise God. Well, she was really married. But I'll tell you a little bit about her. Her name meant Yahweh of glory. or either Yahweh to glory. In other words, glory to God. Hallelujah. She was a woman that had faith. She had confidence in God and hope. She had the confidence and hope in God. And she had spiritual discernment. Praise God. And that's why she was able to know, to keep her baby, to hide her baby for 3 months. Because during the time she was there in Egypt, there were 400 years, they were in bondage. And so I'll give a little bit about her. She was the daughter of Levi. And you'll find that in Exodus 2 and 1. And the mother of Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. You'll find in Exodus 6:20, Numbers 26:59. And she was married to Amram. And to protect Moses from Pharaoh's command and every male Hebrew child being killed, she placed him in the ark of bulrushes on the river. After Pharaoh's daughter discovered the baby, Jochebed became his nurse. She's noted among the heroes of faith in Hebrew 11. A lot of times you don't hear about her, but I think this is most important, one of the most important mothers that it is. Mary was very important, you know, to bring Jesus to the world. But during this time, this is before Jesus had come. This is the time years ago, 400 years, they were in bondage. Jochebed, when she came along with her baby, and she kept her baby from being killed by the Egyptians because they were getting strong. The babies began to get strong, and more were being born to the Hebrew mothers. So what happened, Pharaoh, he said, you're going to have to kill these boy babies, keep the girl babies, but let's just kill these boy babies because they're getting strong. And more are coming. Praise God. So now we find that she began to have that faith and that confidence in God because that's at home she believed. And I just want to talk a little bit more about so much of her, the trial of her faith. She was a woman of faith. This is what she did not fear. She and her husband did not fear what the Egyptians, what Pharaoh wanted to do with the baby. They did not fear. They hid. She hid her baby for 3 months after she weaned him. Well, off the breast, you know, mothers, what they have to do. And for 3 months, she hid him because, you know, babies, 3 months, they cry, get louder, and maybe it would have been something where they would have found out that she had the baby was alive there. But guess what? She hid that baby 3 months before she hid the baby to go into the Nile, praise God. That's where Pharaoh's daughter would go in and bathe all the time. And they don't understand why would she go in a place where it's dirty. Nile's dirty, all kind of different animals in it, or crocodiles or whatever in it. But she liked that. But, you know, if you look at it, this was a plan of God. This is the plan of God for Moses to come in. It's time for Moses. It's time for deliverance of God's people 400 years in bondage, taskmasters and everything. But we give God the glory for Jochebed because she had no fear of the king's orders and decree. But she went on, and she was very aware of she had the family coming, her baby coming, and all these things. So what she did with her baby, like I said, she kept the baby 3 months before she let the baby go forth. And she seemed to have, she had confidence and hope. That was the thing, confidence and hope. Faith, hope is that invisible reality. She had it. And she had that baby boy. And she took care of that baby boy, that nothing happened to her because of spiritual discernment. She knew some reason that baby was going to be used by God. She felt it, you know, and it was the Holy Spirit. Had her to feel it. God in her had her to feel that way. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we would go on to say now the baby began to grow. Like I said, 3 months she hid the baby. And the confidence that she had during that time, it was not, Jesus was not there. It was God. See, today we have Jesus as bringing Mary and Jesus in the world as our deliverer. You know, deliver me out of sin and saving us. But during that time, they had God. God didn't have that. They had the faith in God, but it's still strong. Praise God. She was strong in the Lord. Praise God. And she knew that God had foretold the bondage of Egypt, which they were now experiencing. God had told Abraham many years ago, nor of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall save them. And they shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Genesis 15:13-14. So it goes on to say, Abraham and Jochebed, you know, they stayed together, and they went on and kept the baby hid. Praise God. Now we're going to go on a little further about how her faith continued. And she had a deep abiding faith in trusting God. And she sit down and, you know, she didn't sit down and brood about no situation. My baby, this is going to happen to my baby. She said this, if this child is to be Israel's deliverer, this was coming to her. If this child be Israel's deliverer, in other words, God will somehow spare him and deliver him. See, God already had the plan. She didn't know about the plan. But, see, God knew all about the plan, and he knew that she was a woman of faith, and she was going to take care of that baby and save that deliverer. Moses was a deliverer. Praise God. And Jochebed did say, she said, I'm going to throw the baby into the river. If it's God's man, God will somehow save him. That is not faith, huh? That is what? Fanaticism. Faith is not testing God by jumping off the bridge or whatever like that. But she trusts God. That's why she hid the baby and kept that baby, and she trusts God. She trusts him. In other words, I like the word confidence and her hope. Praise God. And so, like, the baby was developed, the lungs getting stronger, you know, so that's why she had to hide the baby. So gradually, just through her faith in God and what she believed in, God, in Exodus chapter 2, you find out the faith of this mother who dared to trust the word of God. She sets in motion a whole chain of a wonderful events to what? To accomplish God's purposes and to honor God's faith. And this is where God is honoring her faith. God honored her faith. Praise God. Exodus 2. And God began to move upon the heart of a daughter, a pagan king, you know, and she was the one, Pharaoh's daughter, and she came to the very place to take a swim. And Pharaoh, and you know, why would she come in such dirty water to come, you know, and play around, praise God. But when she was there, she heard the cry of a baby. She heard a cry. Because, you know, Moses, Jochebed had sent the baby out. You know, this was something like God responded to the faith of a mother who dared to trust in him. And she did just what she said, put the baby in the little pitch with pitch and brushes and things, and put it in the Nile River. And the queen, the Pharaoh's daughter, she heard a cry when she was meant to take a swim. The cry of a little child, you know, and being a woman, I guess it hit her with a baby, you know. So you know what? She kept that baby. And when Jochebed had put the baby in the Nile to go, that's when Miriam, her daughter, followed to wash the baby. And Miriam, I'm gonna end up the story now. And Miriam found the baby. No, Miriam saw that Pharaoh's daughter got the baby, found the baby. So Pharaoh's daughter knew it was a Hebrew baby, because you can tell the Hebrew babies by the blankets. The blankets are different colors, are different blankets. And she knew right then and there that was a Hebrew baby. So she needed somebody to take care of the baby. So Miriam was right there, and she told Miriam, she said, you think you could find somebody to nurse the baby, to take care of the baby? And Miriam, his sister, went straight on to the mother. I can imagine she's so excited, Mama, 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 guess what? You know, she gave the news what happened, and guess what? Took her mother was the one that took care of her own baby. She's the one that nursed the baby. And they paid her, guess what? They paid her well for taking care of the baby. But, you know, it's so wonderful to know how God rewarded Jochebed's faith. because God knew. He knew, just like Mary. He knew Mary was going to, didn't have any question, didn't go against having what the angel told her about having a baby and calling him Jesus. So Jochebed felt in her spirit, God, spirit moving in her. That's why she believed with the faith something was going on. So she took care of that baby and went on, praise God. And so we know that from now on that she was the one that delivered the baby. She was the one that delivered Moses, another deliverer, praise God, into the world to save the people for the 400 years that they were in bondage. So we thank God for Jochebed. Jochebed, we should remember Jochebed. When we think about Moses, what he did, let's just think about his mother, Jochebed. Jochebed, because guess what? She had, she trusts God. She had the confidence and hope in God. She did not fear God. She and her husband did not fear God. And they took care of that baby for 3 months and then let the baby go. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. And we give him all the glory and praise for Moses, a deliverer, that delivered the children through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you today. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Gloria Dean Shalom, the mother of 10 children. I think she ought to know what it is to love a child and love them all. I think that was a great task. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless you, my sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let us continue. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the love, she just really told a lot there for us. Praise God. She told a lot there for us because, you know, I'm following these stories because it's teaching us to have faith. And I believe mothers have, if you are a mother, you have faith. Anytime you done had a child, you have to have faith because there are things going to arise, praise God, hallelujah. And you're not, and you can't depend on say, oh, I don't know what to do, praise God, hallelujah. You're going to do whatever you have to do for that son or that daughter, praise God, hallelujah. So, lessons tonight is teaching you how to have faith. She brought out faith. She brought out hope. She brought out trust. You know, the Lord said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Now, that strength, praise God. She brought out strong, being strong in the Lord. I believe mothers are all those things, praise God. They, when it comes to their children, they are strong in the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Minister Gloria Dean, for that wonderful message. Praise God, praise God. Well, we're going to go to the next one, and that's going to be me. Praise God, hallelujah. We're going to talk about the mother rewarded by Solomon. We're going to talk about that. Yes, the prostitute. You know God loves everybody. He don't have no respect to a person. God loves everybody. And he even gave these prostitutes faith. Where one of them didn't, the other one had. So, okay, let's look at this in 1 Kings 3, 16 through 19. I'll be coming. And now was two prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. One of them said, my Lord, this woman and I live in the same house. I had a baby while she was there with me. The third day after my child was born, this woman also had a baby. We were alone. There was no one in the house but us, two of us. During the night, this woman's son died because she lay on him. So these women, okay, these women up in the house, two prostitutes now. They've been out there in the street. Come on, we want to put down on them. But God didn't. Hey, come on, somebody now. Hallelujah. God, I think God loves us in spite of. He just wants us to turn from our sin. Oh, praise God. So then, let me show you how what happened. Faith brought these women here. Hallelujah. So, okay, let me tell you the story of it as this. Praise God. These women, they got to fighting over the baby because both of them wanted the baby, but one slept on her baby and killed it. So she took one to take the other woman's baby, and she's trying to tell her, no, this is not your baby. This is my baby. Praise God. And so, praise God. Hallelujah. So after they kept on fussing and fighting over the baby, so she called in the king, King Solomon. Praise God. And King Solomon said, I'll tell you what we'll do. Give me my sword. I'll cut these, divide these babies in two, cut them in two, and get one half and one half. And let me tell you, the heart of a mother, before one of the women allowed the baby to be cut in two, she'd rather give her baby to the woman that wasn't, that it didn't belong to. And since King Solomon saw the heart, God said, I'm looking, oh my God, I hear the Holy Ghost speaking. God said, I look in the intents of your heart. He knows if your heart is right. Praise God. So the woman that the baby wanted to give the baby to the woman that wasn't hers, she, her heart was so melted, and she didn't want to see that baby dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So guess what she did? She told King Solomon, don't cut the baby in two. Give her the baby. And King Solomon saw her heart, and he gave the baby to the right woman. Praise God. So God saw this woman's heart and saw this woman's faith. Praise God. And so he solved the problem that was had arisen there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's look at another woman, because we have women all through the Bible that we can talk about. Praise God. And just encourage us with their faith, praise God. And that's what we're talking about tonight, to encourage you in your faith with your children, no matter what you're going through tonight, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. That is the widow of Zarephath, praise God, hallelujah. Let's look at this woman, praise, hallelujah. That's in 1 Kings 17. 8 through 9, praise God, hallelujah. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Go at once to Zarephath of Zion and stay there. I have commanded a widow woman in the place to supply you with food. Praise God. Now, this woman, she lived there, and she got married, and there was a famine in Israel, praise God, and there was a shortage. And the man of God usually comes through this woman, and so this woman didn't have any children. So the man spoke into her life, praise God, hallelujah. I wish you all can go back and read all up on this, because we are skipping through tonight, praise God, because we have little time. But this woman, praise God, hallelujah, she didn't have any children. So she, the man of God would pass by her house, and she would always make herself available. She would serve this man. So she gave him a place in her house. She put a lamp in there. She put a bed in there. And she told her, she got her husband, she told her husband, we're going to give this man a place to rest when he comes. Praise God. Hallelujah. So they did. And what happened was the man prophesied to her, praise God, in her old age. And she couldn't believe, oh, that she was going to have a baby, praise God. But she did. She had a baby. And the baby grew, praise God, hallelujah. And as the baby grew, he went out in the field with his father, and they was gleaming in the fields. And the boy fell sick, praise God, hallelujah. And the boy started crying and crying. Oh, daddy, my head is hurting. My head. It was severe. A headache pain. So he told him to go to your mother, praise God, hallelujah. And so the boy, he ran the boy to, told him to go to, you know how fathers are when they are busy, praise God. And so the boy went to his mother, praise God. And oh, she grabbed him up in her arms, and the boy died. Yes. The only son that the man of God has heard her life, the boy died. And she called for her chariot, a horseman, a buggy, whatever it was, and to get the child to the man of God. Look, she didn't call the husband and say, why are you sending him here? She didn't ask no questions. You are no mother going to take care of her children. Come on, somebody. And if they sick, she's going to do whatever she has to do for that child. Praise God. Now, this child died. But she knew the man of God was a man of God. She had served. God want us to be servants, y'all. You got to serve. Come on, praise now. Hallelujah. For God sometimes to work out something because he made us servants. Praise God. All right. So this woman, praise God. She told her chariot drivers or buggy riders or whatever. She said, if anybody asks you what's going on, if everything all right, tell them all is well and don't you stop until you get to the man of God. And that is what she did. And when they got the baby to the man of God, praise God, he stretched out up on him and the boy seized and the boy lived. He came back. Praise God alive. Hallelujah. Look at God. Look at her faith again. Her faith, if we just get to Jesus, hallelujah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Praise God. If we just have faith thing with our children, in our home, with our husband, with our wives, praise God. The man of God is Christ Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. The man Christ Jesus saves. The man Christ Jesus delivers. The man Christ Jesus sets free. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that's what God did for this woman. It wasn't just about the man, but it was her faith. Praise God, that brought her to the man of God. And the man of God, he said, God said in his word, the prayer of the, if you pray over the sick, and they shall be healed. Praise God. So the woman took her baby, and he was brought back to life. Praise God. I'm going to see, can I get one more in here? Praise God. There was Salome. James and John's mother. So we're going to skip over there to the New Testament. And that was what we supposed to be doing tonight, but I don't see my speakers. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we were supposed to go from the Old Testament to the New, Old Testament to the New. So I'm just doing, we are doing it, but just I'm doing them all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at this one. Then the mother of Zebedee's son came to Jesus with her son, and kneeling down and asked a favor of him. What is it you want, he asked. She said, grant that these two sons of mine may sit on the right and the other on the left in your kingdom. That's in Matthew 20, 20 through 21. Now, look at this now, you all. This is another example of a mother. We want this. I want to show you now that every mother wants the best for her child. I don't care whether it's a son or a daughter. When we look at it back in the Old Testament, how Rebecca wanted for her son that she betrayed the other one. Every mother wants the best for her children. So this mother, God, hallelujah, this mother wanted one of her sons to sit on the right hand of Jesus and the other one on the left. And he said, that's not for me to do, praise God. And you'll find that combining Mark 15 and 40 and Matthew 27 and 56. We know that the name of Zebedee's wife, her husband and her son James and John, work what must have been a fairly expected fishing business. Praise God. But she didn't want her children to be slaving all the time. She wanted them to with the best. Out there on some fishing boats in the heat, and it was all right. It was a profession. But praise God, look at how, praise God, this what she asked, and he said, this is not for me to do. I can't do it. It's not for me to do. He said to you are to, Solomon had a good life and some expected bends in the road. She couldn't have become angry when her sons left the family business, but obviously she supported them. She supported them, praise God. Nor did anger ruin her faith, See, when things come up in our life, you don't let things anger you to hinder your faith. Come on, that's what I'm trying to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. How this woman didn't get angry. Oh, he could have done this. You know, we can say things. What I'm, oh, my God. We can say things, and you don't know what you're doing. It's the things that you're speaking out of your mouth that stop you from receiving what God wants you to receive. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. So she didn't get angry. She didn't lose her faith. She had a good life. They enjoyed the family business. Nor did anger ruin her faith when Jesus redirected her desires away from greatness for her children. She could have said, you, Jesus, you can do anything but fail. You could let my children be on the left and the right. Oh, but, oh, you know, we could say all kind of things. Us as a mother. Praise God. You can do this. Oh, they could have let you had that. They could have let you done that. They could have did this. We always let that tongue get in our way. We have to be very careful of how we say it, what we say. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so she didn't, so like Salome, we need to accept the changes God makes in our lives and obey His will. If it's God's will for your child to be this, and don't be jealous of somebody else's child because they got a job and you didn't get the job. God knows what He has for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then we'll find great joy in the life God designed for us. We will find great joy in the life that God designed, because God got everything already designed for us. The way is already made, praise God. His plan may be marvelous beyond our expectations. What we want for our children might not be what God wants. God may have something better. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to pray for our children. We are to have the faith for our children. We are to speak things into their lives to guide them as parents. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are the ones, praise God, the mothers, praise God, has left at the home when the father is at work. Praise God. Just like this man was out there in the field. Praise God. She took charge and went on and took care of her child. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I have many more stories of women, but this is it for tonight. Praise God. I am just so blessed to have you. But I want to bless each one of you mothers tonight. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May He cause His face to shine upon you. May He be gracious to you. May He lift up His countenance towards you and be blessed. And if you have a child, praise God, that is wayward, praise God, we pray right now that you keep the faith and believe God, that God is going to bring that child into the fold. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to pray and keep the faith that your child is the one that God and the plan that God has for his life. Not what you are expecting, but it's what God is expecting. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't expect my daughter to live in Abu Dhabi. My daughter is living in Abu Dhabi. Praise God. She has a wonderful, high-paying job over there. But I do miss my daughter today, but, oh, she has loved me up. Oh, graciously today, all day today. She just done sent me great messages. But she don't want her mama to be sad, and I don't want to be sad. I just want to give her to God and let God continue blessing her in whatever way He wants to bless her. Praise God. If she wants to live abroad and she enjoying it, I bless her. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that's what we got to do, you know. We got to bless our children and love them. Whatever position that God has for them, that's where we are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be blessed now. I'll see you all next week at the same time. Bye-bye. Good night.